Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Jeremy Piven is here.
In Say Anything, there's a moment when you guys are all hanging out at the Gas and Sip.
Yes.
Giving him advice, and Cusack finally says this.
You guys know so much about women. How come you're here at, like, a Gas and Sip on a Saturday night completely alone drinking beers? No women anywhere.
By choice, man. It's a conscious choice, man.
I auditioned for it across the street from the Wiener Circle. All that stuff, that's a complete improvised rant.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I had no lines. It was just a rant.
And directors fell in love with you. That's Cameron Crowe. And then Cameron Crowe does singles with you.
You know how much homework I missed because of you? I loved your radio show. That was the best. You're the only man I know who can mix up Elvis Costello and Public Enemy. What's so funny about peace, 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 love and under, peace, 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 death row, what does a brother understand, peace, 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 understand, peace, peace, you're the best, man, you are the king, you are the king.
Well, here's the reality of that.
Oh.
The reality of that is the only thing that was written in that scene was, oh, you may be busy at the very end.
Of course you may be busy.
He called me in, Cameron, and he said, listen, we need some comedy. You just freestyle, and you're the checkout guy. And I get to, like, improvise, and that was my life. The thing that's so great about stand-up is I can recreate playing the gay Versace salesman in Rush Hour.
You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big broad shoulders, okay?
Let's put a dead animal on you.
Croc skin, buttercream, croc skin, buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in.
Literally, the only line I had was, may I help you? Again, it got scale. I got a few $100. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker each got $20 million. I'm not bitter. Maybe I am. Maybe a little bit.
Thank you so much for
joining us.
Thank you for the time.
Come on out for a laugh. If they mention the score, let's give them a free meet and greet, and then we'll go hug it out.
We're going to hug it out with Jeremy Piven. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
You want to hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out, bitch.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We are here with you until Cubs baseball, which will start at 5:05 today. So we got a little less time to get all the stuff in that we want to do. We've got Alex, we've got Tanny. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
And there's a lot that we have to get done on today's show. Brian Bannister is going to be on, so we can talk. We can really get into the weeds on some pitching with him at 325.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be White Sox, too. It can be like trends around MLB, the state of pitching versus hitting in MLB, all kinds of stuff.
Mark Grody is going to join us at 4 o'clock. There was some interesting stuff that kind of caught the ear of the entire show from Bears camp yesterday that we need to spend some time talking about, because yesterday was wild. We had Cam Buckner on the show yesterday, and that was great. And then we had the tornado that was Jeremy Piven coming here, and that was great.
I didn't know Pineapple could do that to a man. Just like tap the psyche and the delivery into overdrive.
It was clear that he was a little down from doing this tour that he's been on, like trying to get people out to the Vic Theater on Friday. And he just kind of went to Alex and was like, hey, man, just a little something. I just need a little bit of food.
Right. And Alex couldn't go down the hall to Ryan Porth to get the cocaine that Porth usually has.
He didn't ask for cocaine.
No, I'm not saying he did, but Porth just usually has it.
It's a service we provide all of our in-studio guests.
But Porth is on paternity leave, and I use air quotes because that it might be rehab. We don't know for sure.
It's definitely paternity leave. His wife had a baby.
In Colombia? Yeah.
That's a weird place.
You're right, Tanny. That's
for paternity.
It's a very strange place.
But anyway, Pineapple had to do, and it kicked Mr. Piven into high gear. And he made this this corollary as to why he loves sports versus like most realms or really any realm of the entertainment business, and it left a mark on us.
No one's going to get you as much as you get yourself and what you do, but it's easier said than done. Nothing makes sense. You can't expect it to make sense. No one cares. Shut up. Work harder.
So that's what stand-up is you get to be completely in charge.
Absolutely.
That's the allure. Is that the allure of it for you?
Well, it's total and absolute freedom, and it makes sense. You hunt and kill your own food. I have to go out and hand out flyers and say, and go on the radio and TV and go, guys, I'm here. And then I fill it up and then I eat. There's no like theory. Well, oh, wow, he was really great in the Tooth Fairy. And I think it made this amount of money. So let's give him this again. Well, I don't know if that's going to work. You know what I mean? There's none of that. It's real. I'm either funny or I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who I am.
That's the sports connection.
They may give me a courtesy giggle. Oh my God, isn't he the guy from, yeah, okay. Oh. And then it's game on and I got to crush. And I have to crush in real time and I love it.
So he was saying that it's like sports. Stand-up isn't that way. At least some sports, solitary sports, certainly. But if you're good enough, you can win. The scoreboard can show you winning, as opposed to the complicated nature of entertainment where you got to be dependent on a producer and a studio and all of that. If you are good enough, you can control it in sports in more ways than you can in entertainment. You buy it?
Yeah, I do. I understand a little bit of the binary on it where you're trying to make a connection and you want to find out if the connection is the collective or is the connection what it is that you're doing. And spending a lot of time as a solo host, one of the things that I drew on was a quote from DMX, where DMX would often be on stage by himself. And he said that the reason for that is because... exactly. No, he said that he wanted to know that the connection that was being had with the audience was him connecting with the audience, not who was ever doing background vocals or band or anything. He wanted it to be him. And if you hear the stories about the tours that they used to go on, Jay-Z, see if you can find it, Tanny. Jay-Z tells a hilarious story on The Shop about having to follow DMX on a tour. And he's like, how are we going to follow this? Because he's taking off his shirt. He's praying with the audience. He's crying. He's growling. And then Jay-Z comes out and it's a hard knock life. You know, like,
luck following that.
I understand some of that ethos to it. I also think that for someone who's done as many things as he has, Jeremy Piven has, that you might want a little bit of, man, did I get this right? Is there another gear that I can hit before I'm not capable of doing some of this stuff anymore?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting pivot. That is for sure. Cub fan Jeremy Piven threw out a pretty bad first pitch on Saturday with a bounce. He was ashamed of that. But, you know, he's had better ones. He said that Justin Turner overcoached him.
I appreciate him bust-tossing Turner on that.
Turner was, like, giving him way too many tips on how to do it, and he ended up overthrowing.
The thing that I try to tell people about that is throw higher than you think you need to.
Even though you're on the mound, if you do it from the mound?
Yeah, because most people aren't calibrated to pitch. So they're thinking, oh, I'm going to throw down to the catcher. No, just throw regular and it'll get to the catcher instead of you throwing it into the ground, which is what often happens. Mm-hmm. I'm also always surprised, and this is just the bias of being someone who's been around sports for forever. I'm also surprised when it's clear that people spent no time playing catch as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a different, it's a completely different athletic achievement than, you know, being able to run around and play basketball or being able to run around and play football or whatever. It's like throwing is a very specific thing. You either learned to do it and did it a whole bunch or you didn't and you pitch like Danny.
Yeah. Wow. I was not expecting the side swipe of Danny.
Just that came out. That, it just came out.
That seems
unfair. Unnecessary and uncalled for.
Jesus.
Well, you can play it for him tomorrow.
Okay. Well, my whole thing is that the other part of like first pitches.
Lawrence is so happy to let me be the bad guy once I've been the bad guy. Every once in a while, you can have my back and say that I'm actually a decent human, Lawrence. God's sakes.
My whole thing is that if we're in the boat together being a bad guy, yeah. I'm there with you and I'll be there for you.
Okay.
If you decide to go rogue
and just take my own boat.
Yeah. And like, I don't even know. How did Danny even become a part of this
conversation? Well, maybe I assume that you're going to grab an oar with me. Maybe if I'm going to bad guy town. No?
I'll drop you off at the border of bad guy town.
I know my way back.
You sure do.
See, there it is. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying that if we both choose to sideswipe someone.
But we're partners. If I sideswipe, just hop on with me. Let's sideswipe together.
No,
if you sideswipe.
People already think those things about me, and I don't actually do them.
All right, I understand.
You hate that guy. No, I actually don't.
I get it. And nobody really thinks I hate Danny, you know? So when I play that way, I'm just playing against type. Right?
Well, I think he would appreciate
the
shot.
Yes, because he knows I don't hate him. He knows it.
He would appreciate the shot. Yes. And he would probably give a shot back.
I think he would.
And he will tomorrow when he's on the show.
And he will tomorrow. Anyway, Cubs, nice win last night. Tonight they get Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore leads the major leagues in strikeouts, I do believe. Check with that real quick for me, would you, Alex? I think he does. So it's Gore.
I thought for sure you were going to go into Al Pacino.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Incent of a woman, because isn't that the name of
he's got a great ass, is that what you meant?
No, but there's the where he gets pulled
that
over.
That's Heat, which is, I was going to mention it earlier in Crosstalk when you said he's the same guy in every movie, and I think Heat is that line of demarcation where he's just doing that note,
he's doing his
for the rest
Pacino
of his
thing?
Career. Yeah. But I don't know if that's necessarily
Hoo-ha!
True, but yeah,
that's
for another show. Yeah, exactly. I'm in the dark here.
The devil's advocate, right? Where he's
That's like full on. Like, this is what I'm doing now.
I'm doing it, right? Yeah.
Did you know the devil was Al Pacino? Now you do.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry about that.
I mean, the movie's only 30 years old.
Yeah, spoiler alert, big time there, Speaks, because like you can watch that movie and not know where it's going, you know?
Really?
I don't know if Pacino could be the devil in this or not.
The devil's advocate there in the title. It's pretty crafty. Mackenzie Gore leads the Major Leagues in strikeout. The Cubs are going to face good pitchers on this trip, man.
Gore tonight, Scooble of the Tigers on Friday.
He's pretty good.
They're going to get Zach Wheeler and Jesus Lizardo, the Jesus Lizard, shout out David Yao, in Philadelphia. So, you know that thing where you worry about the offense, which is so good over a buck 62, being good enough to beat the best pitchers in October? You know that thing? Sneak preview of it in this road trip for the Cubs.
The crazy thing about the Cubs, though, is that so far, like we're at 60 games, so far, however you want it, they got it for you. If you want the, hey, we're gonna bleed you out, we're gonna run the bases and steal at will, we can do that. Or it's, we'll just hit the ball over the wall. How about that?
Yeah,
we'll do that too. We'll do that all day for you. Or let's play a little first and third.
Yeah.
Let's run the bases, dude, really well and put pressure on you like they did last night.
Carson Kelly going first to third with none out in the middle of a big inning. That's your catcher doing that.
It's everyone. It's every, the whole team.
He did that, and I'm like, man, I got to write that down and remember, because they just all do it, like we talked about with Nico yesterday. That it is a contagious, excellent characteristic of this team, the way they take extra bases.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.